Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bills Chiefs 425 live right here Sunday on 96.5 WCMF. If you want to watch the game.
Yeah, buddy boy.
One really happy, cool cat.
Let's party.
Tommy Mule will be hanging out at the Bill Gray's Tap Room in Shiloh.
Yeah, I'll be working. Representing the break room.
Yes, you will. Yes, you will. Finally.
I'm not out gallivanting around.
Okay, we're going to have to explain to Danger why Tommy is in such a bad mood in a second. Go hang out with Tommy. Bill Gray's Tap Room in Shiloh. Delicious food, fantastic drinks, and Tommy.
Mm-hmm.
425 Sunday live on CMF. Joining us, as he does every Friday, from the Sports Bar, 95.7 The Fan, our good friend, Mike Danger.
Hey, morning.
What's up, buddy? So for those of you who are tuning in on the live stream and live here to hear Ryan, unfortunately, he will not be here today. He had a death in the family this week, so they are dealing with that, and our thoughts are with the family.
Absolutely. Obviously. Thoughts and prayers.
Okay, thank you. You didn't have to say anything. You didn't have to say anything.
My prayers
could
go out to the whole Duffy clan.
It's not a Duffy. Okay.
Way to make things awkward.
Seriously, you could just not talk. In fact, our ratings would skyrocket.
You don't have to mention death.
No, well, people are going to
wonder. You mentioned death, I got to respond to death.
People are going to wonder. I want people to know that Ryan obviously loves coming in here.
He does, but you know, family first.
Yes, absolutely.
I was thinking, though, what would he have dressed up as?
Halloween.
Because on Halloween, because he did the barbecue thing last week, and I think he's done barbecue for Kansas City in the past.
Well, Pat called it off air. He's got to go as the coach.
He would have been Andy Reid.
Andy Reid
I mean, you don't waste all that girth, man.
All right, so Danger.
Yeah.
I want to have a discussion with you that we had earlier this morning, because every year we use this game as a measuring stick as Bills fans, how we fare against the most elite teams in the NFL. Is that a fair statement?
Sure.
Okay, and every year we want this game more than anything because in our heads it means that we're going to gain ground in the AFC. When it comes to playoff time, they're going to have to come to us. We're going to have a home AFC championship game. We're going to win this thing, and we're going to the Super Bowl. And every single year we win the regular season game, with the exception of one a couple of years ago. They still have the higher seed, and we end up in the same spot every year. Does this game not matter the way that we think that it matters?
Oh, I think it matters. And wow. I think they have more pressure. The Bills have more pressure on them than the Chiefs. I mean, the Bills haven't gotten there. The Chiefs have. I mean, you know what to expect out of the Chiefs, and you kind of know what to expect out of the Bills. The Bills probably win this game, and then they meet again in January, and we have this endless cycle continues. You know, the January game obviously will have more weight than this game, but I think this game, in terms of getting to January for both of these teams, does matter.
All right, I guess what I'm asking is this. If for whatever reason, and obviously I don't want this to happen, and we know Sean McDermott is going to walk across the field and hand his playbook to Andy Reid. If the Bills lose this game, does it change things enough in the building, in the NFL, in the minds of these Bills players, that it benefits them more than the victories they've had over the last 4 years with the Chiefs?
This season.
If they lose the game this season, is there a benefit that we haven't considered that comes around in January?
I don't know what the benefit is for the Bills if they lose on Sunday. What's the benefit? They're going to fall another game behind New England, luckily.
Okay, yeah.
And they're going to have to fight to get into the postseason.
Sure.
They're going to have to go on the road in the postseason.
Possibly.
And I still think the one seed, I know it doesn't feel like that for Bills fans because they lost two really bad games. Mm-hmm. We seem to forget that they scored 40 points, albeit against an inferior opponent. they can still get the one seed. I'm not saying that the one seed is dead.
But here's the thing. But the way that the league has gone so far this year, Danger, because Tommy and I got in this argument, he thinks that everything's set in stone now, right? Good teams are good, bad teams are bad, and we know. We don't. I mean, even if you have three losses, that one seed is still attainable. It's still an attainable thing.
But don't you think when this all shakes out, the regular players are going to show up again.
But that if that's your argument, then losing this game isn't that big a deal because you have a win over Baltimore. You would have the same amount of losses as Kansas City. Kansas City is not looking like Kansas City has. Are the Colts for real?
I think the Colts lose in Pittsburgh on Sunday.
Okay. Are the Patriots for real? Can they sustain what's happening here? I don't know if they can.
You think that coach is a jerk.
I do think the coach is a jerk. I mean, look, they're all happy right now. Yeah. They're going to hit a speed bump. What happens then? And, I mean, if we're going to talk about Vrabel, the head coach of the Patriots.
Are you implying, though, when you say that losing this game would be a good thing, that losing this game would force them to make more adjustments? Because shouldn't they have done that, like, 2 weeks ago?
Well, but here's the thing. The argument can be made, and we talked about this earlier this morning.
Because I do think that every team does need that, like, low in a season to, like, kind of get a reality check, right? But I feel like they kind of already had that.
But I don't know if those two games are reality checks. That game in New England, you gave them the game. You should have won that game against New England. And then that game against Atlanta, every year, with the exception of last year, the Bills lose a game that you don't understand how they lost it. Every NFL team does, right? If you beat the Chiefs, to your point, maybe in the minds of the head coach, the general manager around the corner from the trade deadline goes, okay, we're right on track. Everything's going to be fine. Is that what you want here, Danger?
I don't know that, speaking of the trade deadline, I don't know that they can do anything at the trade deadline. The Bills have the least amount of cap space in the NFL. So getting a deal done and bringing a player in is going to require some flexibility.
Interestingly enough, the most amount of cap space belongs to Tommy Mulet for his giant bulbous head. Look at all that cap space up there.
I'm old. Doesn't count.
Up against,
and apparently I'm also small.
Every time he puts on a hat, it's tight against the cap.
It was really tight last night.
Where was that?
Oh, no, I was just trying on some new hats.
Yeah?
At your mama's house.
Why would she have hats?
I don't know.
Yeah. You suck. And there's a reason why he sucked all day.
What is that?
We have to
inform. The life has been sucked out of him.
Yep.
Today.
So for those who missed the break yesterday morning and this morning, our boss, Bob from Kansas City.
Love Bob.
Bob's the best.
Barbecue Bob.
He's coming to town. He flew me out to Kansas City the last 2 years to watch these games, AFC Championship game last year.
Special treatment.
Yep.
So, twice.
To reciprocate, I reached out to him, Kimmy and I, and we said we'd love for you to come for the game. So he's coming up. Kimmy and I are going to go to the game with him on Sunday.
Wait.
And to include Tommy, we and our spouses are all going to go out to dinner with Bob. And Tommy, the classless bitch that he is, on the air 2 days ago, asked if he and I are splitting the bill, which causes Kimmy to jump in and go, I want to pay for my dinner, too. I'll pay for me.
Yeah.
That led to a massive screaming argument yesterday in the 7 o'clock hour about how this was going to work out. And Connor, one of our listeners, suggested that we play credit card roulette. And whoever's card gets pulled, they are footing the whole bill.
Okay.
We agreed to it yesterday because we were all fired up.
Yeah.
As 24 hours moved, Kimmy and I realized what a terrible...
This is a stupid idea.
Yes.
And but we committed.
We both said here, if we all agree, we'll back out of it. Tommy, you said you felt lucky.
I was feeling good.
You're feeling lucky. And we pulled Tommy's card.
There you go.
So
felt
he is,
lucky, didn't you?
What a rip.
The moment his card was pulled, the life was sucked out of him for the rest of the show. And you will be able to hear this in the picks that Tommy makes. Filling in picking for Ryan today.
Will do be, my best.
You will be Kimmy. So with that in mind, let's get to our first pick from Tommy. Lifeless Tommy this morning here on CMF. Over under 2.5 total touchdowns for Patrick Mahomes.
Well, you're telling me he's piling them up.
A ton.
Yeah.
A ton. But, I mean, how long can that streak go on for, Tommy?
Ooh, I like that. But they also know, Patrick, they have to know Mahomes' moves now.
He almost always scores three total touchdowns against the Bills, win or
lose. They've known his moves for a long time.
I mean, they know Josh Allen's moves. You can't stop Josh Allen.
Well, then, I mean, the smart money is to take the over.
And if money is something you need to be concerned about.
Bro, I am tapioca. All right, I'll take the over.
What are you?
He's so defeated. Oh, my God.
What?
Snap out of it.
Oh, yeah, you say that. Man, if this was your ass home.
I know, but like, there's nothing you can do about it now.
Oh, no, here's something you can do.
You'd be clean squawk.
Pay the damn bill. That's what he could do. So to be clear.
To be clear.
You are over 2.5 total touchdowns.
Yeah, I guess. You're saying you can't stop.
No, I'm not saying. I'm just giving you statistics.
Yes, that's my pick.
Okay, all right. Hey, Danger, you want to go to dinner on Saturday?
Am I invited?
Of course you are. Everybody's invited.
Yeah. Did you get to go to Kansas City?
I didn't.
I've never heard of a boss taking a subordinate child two times halfway across the country and throw out the red carpet.
He's ever. Great. He's great. He's a I love Bob.
I don't understand.
In
why
a down
he loves
economy,
him as much as he does, it's kind of a weird thing.
It's a yeah. But I get stuck with a bill.
I'm taking him to the game on Sunday.
I feel bad though, Tommy. I mean, I only have a family to support. But do you need me to float you a loan? I can give you a little cash if you're hard.
Oh, we know you got it too. Oh, we know you got it. You got it.
Flies off to Spain at a gym, like he's going to Wegmans.
Where he got that shirt?
Yeah.
Look like you're picking olives. Do they have olives in Spain?
Oh yeah,
no,
okay.
For sure.
Oh,
Spanish
olive
olives.
Country.
Okay, great. All right,
backyard.
Yeah, they got the green olive.
Danger. Patrick Mahomes leads the NFL right now with 21 total touchdowns in 8 games so far this year. He has gone over 2.5 total touchdowns 4 times. Over under 2.5 total touchdowns for Mahomes on Sunday.
Over. I mean, that's the guy that you're afraid of. Their offense is starting to look lethal again, and it's because Mahomes is looking like Mahomes. He's extending plays. He's not taking sacks. He's accurate with the ball. Had a couple of turnovers in his last game that weren't really his fault. If I'm afraid of anything, it's Mahomes.
So you are over.
For sure.
2.5 touchdowns. Kimmy,
yeah.
A nation turns its lonely eyes to you.
Yeah.
I mean, Danger's right. The offense goes through Mahomes.
I mean, I kind of think you got to count on it at this point. I mean, if he doesn't have 3 touchdowns, then it's an off game for them. And I don't see that happening against the Bills. These two teams always seem to play their best high-flying offenses against each other. I think it's going to be a game of, like, who can score more. So I'm taking the over.
So everybody is on the over for 2.5 touchdowns from Mahomes. Okay, that's not great for the Bills, everybody. It's not great. Not fun. Not having fun right now. Let's get to our second pick from Tommy this morning here on CMF.
Whoops.
Oh, we're doing where they wind it now. All right.
All right.
Over under 1.5 touchdown catch for Bills wide receiver Keon Coleman.
He's got to step up, man. That kid's got to show something. No?
It would help his reputation if he did, but
he's got all the tools.
He does.
But he can't catch a goddamn football. What was it? And he was good at Florida State.
He can't catch it. It seems like he's not getting open. Like he's not getting enough separation where he even has a chance.
Some all defensive backs in Kansas City.
And which should be easy picking for him. He's playing up against a bunch of me's.
Okay, so then what's the problem then?
He's got to show up.
So what does that mean?
It means he's got to show up, Ben. I'm picking him to show up.
Make a pick, you bitch.
All right, I say he catches a touchdown.
So
to be clear.
You are over.
Yes, a touchdown.
Okay.
A touchdown.
Tommy,
that's all he's got to get, right?
Yes, one touchdown catch. It's a catch.
I get it. He's not going to rush his tall ass.
Okay.
Good.
Kimmy?
Yeah.
In 7 games so far this season, Keon Coleman?
Yeah.
2 touchdowns.
Kid's a ghost.
Two touchdowns.
Yeah.
But, hey, man, ghosts show up on Halloween.
Oh, ooh, I like that. I like that.
Over under 1.5 touchdown catch for Keon Coleman.
I don't get Keon Coleman. Well, go ahead.
I'll say it after you're done. I'm sorry.
Okay. Because I don't know if it's that he's not getting open enough or if Josh just doesn't trust him enough to go up and make that catch. But I think Josh is going to be forced to trust him in this game
and
at least give him a chance. I say he gets a touchdown. I say it's a game where he comes up big, gets a touchdown.
So you're over 1.5 a touchdown.
I'm
going to
say over 1.5.
Okay, yep. So Danger, the offense came to a grinding halt the moment that Joshua Palmer, new Bills wide receiver, sustained that high ankle injury. He's been limited all week long. Mm-hmm. The Bills have activated the angel Gabriel Davis off of the practice squad IR, and it is not out of the question he is going to play against Kansas City. If we're talking history, Gabe Davis plays his best games against the Kansas City Chiefs. That could factor in here. Over under 1.5 a touchdown catch for Keon Coleman.
So we mentioned the trade deadline with the trade deadline coming up in the NFL on Tuesday. If there was a position that I would say Bills fans are talking about the Bills trading for more than any other position, what would that position be?
I'll say that again.
What is the position that you think Bills fans are asking the Bills to make?
Fans want a wide receiver.
Fans want a wide receiver.
Yes.
I think Brandon Bean has probably been asking about wide receivers, and all that tells you is they know they've got a Keon Coleman problem. He's not living up to where they drafted him. He's not performing. They've disciplined him twice. Now you're activating Gabe Davis.
The angel Gabriel Davis. Thank you.
I'm going under on this. I think Keon Coleman's in a bad way. I don't know when he snaps out of it or how he snaps out of it. But I don't know that this is the game.
Oh, Spanish Ryan. Hey, Ryan.
Wait, Ryan.
Was that your Spanish Ryan?
The Ryan one?
The Ryan one.
You sound like you just drug saying Ryan.
Ryan.
Tommy tells it like it is. Recap, our good buddy Mike Danger from 95.7 The Fan. Kimmy filling in for a grieving Ryan this morning. Mm-hmm. Death in the family. He was not here today. Let's get to our third pick from Tommy this morning here on CMF. Over under 1.5 an interception for Jordan Poyer.
I'm going to roll the dice and say yes.
I mean, you got nothing to lose right now. Yeah. You're 700 in.
Yeah.
I don't know why I feel so good about this.
You think he's due?
He's due.
Tommy likes
and
to say?
They're going to test him. They're going to go after him.
Okay.
It feels like it's just one hand all here, right, one hand
on,
there,
Poyer,
and he's going the other way. So just to be clear, you are.
He's got to catch a ball.
Well, he's got to get an interception.
Well, that would be him catching a ball.
Okay.
It's the only way he can get catch a ball.
All right, Danger. There's an easy pick to be made here because in all of the games that Jordan Poyer as a Buffalo Bill has played against Patrick Mahomes, he has never picked him off. But I have a theory. He's going to be the weak spot on a pretty rough defense. And they're going to test him. So he will have an opportunity. Hands in the way, balls in the air, break on his shot if he has his body to still do it. Over, under, 1.5 an interception for Jordan Poyer.
Yeah, I get what you're saying, and it makes a lot of sense. I don't think it's going to happen. I think the guy that actually they'll test and that will get an interception is rookie Maxwell Harrison.
Don't do this, man. Don't do this, man.
Wow.
You're asking T-Zum. He's just a boy. He's just a baby boy.
Big expectations.
They drafted him for this game. They drafted him to go up against Xavier Worthy. He's the neutralizer. He's as fast as Worthy, if not faster. He's the guy that can take Worthy out of a game. And I think they knew that this was the game they wanted him in. They started him, or they played him in Carolina. They limited his snaps. You'll see more of him. I think Kansas City will know that, will test him. I think he's getting the interception.
He's played one NFL game. You're putting too much on the kid's plate.
First-round draft pick. Stop it. Stop.
Corner is one of the hardest positions to learn.
First-round draft pick.
Oh, my God. Act like it.
More athletic than anybody on the team.
Do your job.
Fastest guy, potentially, in the league. Fastest guy at the combine.
Yeah. Coming off an injury, though.
How come you didn't tell me any of this stuff?
Well, because that didn't factor into the discussion.
Oh, okay. I was just asking.
So you are under 1.5 an interception with Jordan Poyer. Kimmy?
Yeah.
Jordan Poyer, the body ain't there, but the vibes are right.
No, Jordan Poyer should not be on the field. He's only there because the Bills have nobody else. I'm going to say the odds are it's a no.
So none of you guys have faith
I don't
in
have
Poyer.
Faith in Jordan Poyer, put
Tommy
it that
does.
Way.
Does.
Well, because he sold me on it.
I hope I'm wrong. I hope he gets a lucky interception, but if it is, it'll be a lucky interception.
So you're under.
Right. I'm under.
Okay. It could be like a tip, like a Kelsey tip that just kind of floats and he's just there.
I will say this.
It would still count.
When I'm in that stadium with Bob, Boss Bob, if he gets that pick, I will be sprinting up and down the stairs of that stadium.
I hope he does.
Not just out of celebration for the Bills, but because I told you so.
Okay.
All right. By the way, Tommy, before we get to the fourth pick here, a lot of people still coming to bat for you.
About what?
Over, you insisted on pulling names for credit card.
They're getting hosed on this dinner.
Cindy writes us on Instagram, Duffy on WCMF. Your wife will never let Tommy pay. Step up.
Ooh, I didn't think of that.
Andrew says, I still think the most fair would have been Duffy pays for himself, his wife, and Bob. Kimmy pays for herself and her husband. Tommy pays for himself and his wife. Why didn't it just end up that way? Doesn't make any sense to me. People are very invested in your bank account right now.
Good.
Very upset.
I ain't got one.
I've had one old guy screaming at me in all caps on Instagram all morning.
I'm
about
on a
how
fixed
I'm
income.
Classless and gutless was
and
the
I didn't
look.
Know if the social the checks are coming this month with everything that's going on.
No, that's a good question. Well, you better figure
he
it out.
He would only have to sell one sweater to make up for that.
Or a kidney.
Secondhand sweater.
My one kidneys of my, are shot.
One of my favorite Dead cover bands.
What's that?
Secondhand sweater. We're secondhand sweater. Thank you. Let's get to our fourth pick from Tommy this morning on CMF. Tommy.
Yeah, buddy.
Do the Bills win this game? And if not, do they keep it within a point?
I say they win.
Okay.
And they're a point.
Well, if they win, they win. That's it. It's over. Yeah. They've covered. If they win, they've covered. So you have the Bills winning this game.
I don't see a blowout.
Well, the average margin of victory for the Bills in the regular season.
Three?
Eight.
No, but I'm saying with Kansas City when they play.
Eight. Uh-huh.
They've never blown out Kansas City, have they?
I will tell you again, the average margin of victory over the Chiefs in the regular season and the Josh Era Allen thing is 8 points over the Chiefs.
All right, so that's...
They won by 11 last year.
But...
That would technically be a blue.
Eight ain't a blowout. 11 is.
Well, yeah.
But they had a blue last year.
But you're thinking more...
You thinking...
Sea hair of a win?
I'm sorry, I didn't...
I think what you're referring to. So it's not a blur.
What is it?
But it could be more of a sea hair of a win. Or as you said last week, they would win by a taint.
Yeah, I think it's going to be close.
All right.
I think it's going to be under 8 points.
Okay, fair enough. We turn to Kimmy Taint.
Yeah.
Kimmy?
Worst nickname ever.
The stat of the week.
Yeah.
The Bills are 1.5-point dogs at home.
Mm-hmm.
The last four games they have played as underdogs at Highmark Stadium, they are 4-0. The last time they lost as a home underdog was all the way back in 2020.
Yeah.
Against Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs. Do the Bills win? And if not, do they keep it within a point?
I've been struggling with this pick all morning. I've been thinking about it.
Okay.
But I think that the tides are turning a little bit in the way that the season is going to go. And I think the Chiefs get this one. I think the Chiefs get the regular season win this time around. So I'm going to say...
I can't even look at you right
now. Well, that's what you want, because then you want to beat them in a playoff.
No, I didn't say I wanted. I asked a question. I asked... No, I said multiple times. I desperately want this win.
I think it's going to be a close game. I think it's going to be a good game, but I think the Chiefs come out on top.
So you're going to drive all the way out there, mm-hmm. load up on chips and edibles for a loss.
Chipsables.
I mean, there's always a chance that obviously that's not the case. I hope it's not, but I just have a feeling.
Danger?
Yeah.
The Bills have their number in the regular season. The Bills have won their last four as home underdogs. The Bills are coming off their first home loss since Thanksgiving of 2023. Do the Bills win? And if not, do they keep it within a point?
We forget. Like, they scored 40 points against an NFL team last week. That's pretty good momentum.
I love how you didn't say the Panthers. You said an NFL team.
Yeah, they beat an NFL team. That's still a hard thing to do. I like the Bills. I think the Bills are winning this game.
Wow.
30-21.
Oh.
Whoa. Okay.
They're 30 points. Three touchdowns.
McDermott being involved in the defense matters. You saw it against Carolina. Their
so
best
true.
Defensive performance. You know this.
Oh, yeah.
And so I think that continues against Mahomes and the Chiefs. I think they hold them to 3 touchdowns, but they get 30.
Okay. So this is not a traditional bonus pick.
No, I don't know what to call this.
Well, but look,
this is more of a complaint.
If you know, it's a desperation Hail Mary heave is what it
sounds,
is.
Sounds like a condition.
If you know Tommy, you know that once he's pinned against a wall, he will desperately flail to do anything he can to get out of the mess he's put
well,
himself.
Well, that's what people do when their back is against the wall.
So here is what I guess is his bonus pick this week on CMF. Yeah,
that's okay. So fast, buddy. I'm laying it out here right now.
Oh, for God's sakes, man.
Because I say they got to win this game.
Yes, I heard you say that.
Yeah.
If it is a blowout, let's say the Bills put it to them.
Okay.
And you mofos get to go to the game.
Yeah.
And get to go on my dime.
We're not going on your dime. You're paying for dinner. We're going to
the
game on
my dime. No, my food dime.
Oh, your food dime.
Okay.
My food dime.
Yeah. Go to dinner on your food dime?
I say if it is a blowout.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
We got to reconsider the
deal. No! What? That's not a bonus pick. Wait.
Bonus pick is if it is a blowout.
That's not. A pick.
No, it's a pick.
I said, this is my pick.
Uh-huh.
You can't
that's
deny
not a pick.
Me my
no,
pick.
You're not picking anything.
If it is a
you're
blowout, hold on.
You desperate bitch.
I'm gonna go easy on you. We split it three ways.
No, I'm not splitting with three ways.
That's my
pick.
That is my bonus pick. That if it is a blowout, we've split the bill three ways on Saturday.
That's not happening.
We split the bill before the game happens.
Yes, we split the bill before the Bills blow it. All right. Danger, I guess the question is...
It's a condition. That's not a pick.
Should Kimmy and I have to split the
you're
bill
a department head.
With Tommy?
Yeah.
What does that have to do with... Should Tom? We have to split the bill with Tommy if the Bills win at a blowout?
Again, Tommy, if you need help, just let me know. You know, give me
bro,
your Venmo.
You know,
give me your Venmo.
Careful what you say.
I could not keep my eyes off your wife's purse yesterday because she wasn't watching it. She was in yesterday.
You know, zero balance on all those credit cards,
you
too.
Know,
zero balance.
Off.
Always.
Danger? 95.7 The Fan, the sports bar, 3 to 6 every weekday. What do you guys got going on today?
So we'll preview Game 6 of the World Series tonight
Woo!
With our friend Jim Riley from Ball Cap Sports. We'll also be joined by Damon Amendolera, who hosts the Bill Maddock Buffalo Bills podcast. He joins us at 4:25 to talk Bills Chiefs.
And as we give you, again, we try to give you our daily Ernie Clement Toronto Blue Jays update every day. Tonight, 8 o'clock, first pitch. They can close it out against the Dodgers. If the Blue Jays win it tonight or they have to win it in a Game 7, Ernie Clement will be the first Rochester-born Major League Baseball player to win the World Series since Johnny Antonelli did it with the New York Giants.
Johnny Antonelli.
Hey. In 1954. Doesn't he live in your neighborhood?
I got a couple of Antonellis. Yeah. At least three or four of them.
He sounds like a guy that's about my height and
yeah.
weight.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably.
Like his entire life.
100%. Hey, ooh, hey. Yeah. Him and Carmen Basilio are slapping you in the face over and over again when you meet him. All right. Big sports weekend this weekend.
Love it.
All right. Go listen to Danger 3 to 6 Sports Bar. Catch up on all that. Always a pleasure, buddy.
Thanks for having me.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry-yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
We've been fed a lie.
What?
A lie. We've been lied to.
Lie.
Because for years and years and years, this was the number you had to hit every day to ensure you were going to extend your life.
Yeah.
And here's the thing. This is not a bad number.
We got
to
get off your ass.
But this is an unnecessary number. And the reason why this number exists is almost funny.
Oh.
You're hanging out in the break room. It's just classic rock, 96.5. WCMF, got to get your steps in.
Yeah. Everybody's crazy about it.
That's right. And when it comes to the number of steps you have to get a day, it's been beaten into our heads. That is?
10,000 steps.
You got it. Give me 10,000 steps. If you don't get your 10,000 steps,
it's a magic number.
You're going to die, and you're going to die early.
Yeah.
And it turns out the entire time, that was a lie.
Oh.
A new study, research project done by some of the smartest colleges in the world.
Well, there you go.
We're talking Boston University, UNC Chapel Hill, Harvard, and another guy from Boston University discovered
Harvard
that walking 4,000 steps a day lowers your risk of premature death by 40%.
So that's all. Your base should be 4,000. Mm-hmm.
You only need 4,000 steps a day to have a positive influence on your long-term physical health.
Okay. But maybe we should not tell people that. Have them shoot for 10,000,
okay,
and then you... then you get 4,000, right? Because if I'm now shooting for 4,000, I'm probably good with like two.
Well, but if you
steps, I'm talking two steps.
If you've already been walking 10,000, that 4,000 is going to be super easy.
If you've already been walking the 10,000.
So here's a fun fact.
Right.
Right now, 1 in 5 Americans have a wearable fitness tracker every day. Apple Watch, those bracelets, whatever it is.
Even your phone tracks you to some extent.
Phone sucks. Phone doesn't
work. Okay, but it is still a tracking device.
But yeah, they told you the phone sucks, so you'd buy the watch.
Man! No,
I mean, it's still counts
your
steps.
They got us all to buy this watch because they said, oh, the phone's not as accurate as the watch.
I love how you were on fire for the watch, and now that the watch is
turning against
you. I like the watch,
but I also feel like I played a little bit.
Well, no, because if you look at how many steps your phone says you take without the watch on versus the watch on, it's totally different.
Okay.
I'm telling you.
Which one says more?
Watch.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, because if it was, I'm going to go with whatever data tells me the best news.
Do either of you know why the number has been 10,000 forever?
You told me a long time ago.
Well, I'm going to tell you again.
Okay, tell me again.
It goes back to the 1960s.
The 60s, the swinging 60s, when everybody walked.
Did I
go-go boots.
The Olympics were coming to Japan.
Yeah.
And as part of this, a Japanese company established a pedometer to take advantage of people that got interested in track and field.
Yeah.
The Japanese company that made pedometers chose that 10,000 number because in Japanese, when they included it in the name of their product, it became catchy.
All right.
So for whatever reason, that stuck for like 60 years.
So that's how we came up with 10,000 steps?
Yes. The number 10,000 in Japanese, like, sounded good with the name of this company's product, and it became 10,000, and we never looked into it after that.
All right.
Which is pretty insane.
Yeah, but they got us all to do it.
It sounded good.
Well, some of us, anyway.
And maybe you felt good after 10,000 steps.
And it can't hurt you to walk 10,000, right?
That's a good question. So it doesn't actually get in this study.
Well, you're moving more.
You are, but I also wonder if you're doing 10,000, does it have more negative effect because you're
on your knees,
joints,
or
knees,
like,
things like that?
Well, yeah, but it's like low impact. You're just walking.
Depends on where you're walking.
And it's not like you necessarily are doing it all at once. It could just be you getting up and down every now and then.
Or like through the day.
Encouraging you to stand up.
Because it's just 10,000 a day. Doesn't mean you got to do it in an hour.
All right. So they found in this study that the benefits of walking plateaued at 5,000 to 7,000 steps a day.
Oh. So like you're not burning anymore?
The most benefit you will get, according to this study, is between 5,000 and 7,000 steps a day. Everything after that, I mean, you know, it's not bad, but it's not doing anything.
Yeah, but at least you're moving.
Again, he doesn't want to hear it. He's got that 10,000 so beaten into his head, he doesn't want to hear
but
it.
But I guess whatever works for you, right?
Yeah.
I mean, this is great. It's less time you have to spend moving around.
Okay.
More sitting. And you know I love some sitting.
I like me some sitting.
Big, hardcore sitting.
Like plopping in a sitting.
Now, by the way, here's the thing. This study, too, to keep in mind, they didn't adjust for any other factors, you know. Premature death things like, you know, diet, disease risk, age.
Okay.
They did adjust for gender, and that was, but, you know, so it's 4,000 steps.
Okay.
And I think everybody, just being a person, normally can get 4,000 steps in.
Yeah, well, it depends what kind of job you got, though. If you're like in the car all day, truck, it might be tough.
Okay, good point.
You know what I mean?
How long would it take you to walk 1,000 steps? Kimmy, can you Google how long I have to walk for an average 1,000 steps? Because I'm already at 2,200 today, buddy.
Damn.
I'm halfway to 4,000.
Look at you.
I have to be honest with you.
What's that?
I have felt bad about myself because, you know, I have the Apple Watch thing.
Yeah.
And it's the dumbest thing I've ever done because I am now obsessed with hitting all of my rings and stuff.
Yeah.
I never get 10,000 steps.
Really?
7,000 to 8,000.
It's hard. Yeah.
And it makes me feel like a failure.
Wow. But you do feel like you did a lot.
But I'm like.
On average, it takes about 1.5 to 2 hours to walk 10,000 steps.
Okay, so that means
10,000.
So for every 1,000 steps, it would take 10 minutes of nonstop walking.
Wow.
Yeah.
Right? Does that sound about right?
Sure.
No, that's not right.
No. I actually wasn't paying attention
to
what you said.
All right, I'm not going to try and do math. It's almost the weekend.
All right.
What are you doing?
I'm looking at my numbers.
How many steps you got in?
You don't want to know.
I don't know. How do you got?
Because you won't believe me.
What do you got?
So far today, I've done 10,600.
Why you lie?
Come on,
why you lie? Let me see. Show it to me. That's not a real thing. No, that's the average you're looking at.
No,
you have to go to fitness.
Today I've walked 10,000 steps.
No way. You lie.
I've walked 4.8 miles and I've taken.
There's no chance.
And I've taken 19 floors.
There's no. That's impossible.
I know, but yeah.
Read it.
Is that the average? Is that the daily average?
Because you have not taken 19 floors.
We're gonna go to commercial. I'm gonna go look at his phone. I'm gonna show him why he's lying.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
One day only, Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change. While supplies last.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.